Oh, fuck, man.
You gotta find a good one.
I watched Total Recall recently.
What, the original or the remake?
The original, dude. It was fucking tight.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
I've never seen so many movies, but...
Yeah, the remake is pretty good, actually, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, maybe I'll watch that. Sharon Stone was sexy as a fucking... Yeah. As hell, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Was that...
What you? I thought you were my wife. Yeah, I thought you were wives with each other.
I love that his name is Quaid.
Yeah,
like anyone that talks like that, his name, fucking Quaid.
Well, they have to do that with every like Arnold movie, where it's like, I was born and raised in Los Angeles. Like what?
Yeah. My character is stroke. And that's why he talks like these.
Yeah, it's so funny. He's so such a strange actor, but he's so fucking good.
Yeah. Well, the best is because they had to do that with all those guys. Like they always have to find a way to explain, you know, fucking his accent or JCVD's accent,
right.
Or Sylvester Stallone's speech impediment,
right.
You know,
my fetal syndrome.
You know, he's from Maryland, I think.
Yeah.
He went to Blair.
Yeah.
At the same time as Goldie Hawn and Ben Stein.
Yeah, we've talked about this.
Have we?
Yeah. The most famous person from my high school was a wide receiver from the Packers.
That's cool.
Antonio something.
Antonio Banderas?
Antonio Banderas, yeah. He was catching passes from Brett Favre.
Is that when Shrek 3 came out with Puss in Boots, like they screened the film for everybody who was in the movie, and there's some quote from Antonio Banderas, like in an interview. He's like, when I saw my performance, I was crying at how good I was at Puss in Boots.
It's like, first of all, crying at yourself is fucking, you're a stupid asshole. But crying at yourself because of a cartoon cat?
Right, what do you mean saw your performance? It's a fucking cat.
Yeah, right.
When I saw the work of Taiwanese animators, I cried.
What a piece of shit. But yeah, no, they do that in all those movies with those guys' accents. And the best is Hard Target with, they just decided to make JCVD Cajun because they're like, yeah, it's close enough. Doesn't sound Cajun at all. Still sounds
close.
Like a Belgian guy.
Not even close.
But then they have fucking Wilford Brimley as his Cajun uncle in the movie. And he's like, my nephew, it is so good to see you.
It's like, this is bizarre. Yeah. Two people with the worst accents.
Awful, yeah.
Have you ever seen The Firm with Tom Cruise, John Grisham movie?
Yeah.
Wilford Brimley is a bad guy in it.
Yeah.
And there's a chase scene at the end where it's Tom Cruise, young, hot, in shape, running as fast as he can, and then fat, waddly Wilford Brimley. And like, there's like on foot, and there's no way that they're keeping pace with each other. And then he's like, if you got diabetes, you know, like he's just fucking chasing after Tom Cruise. It's the funniest chase.
How does it end?
Wilford Brimley wins. No.
Wilford Brimley catches him?
Tom.
They end up in like some storage room and Brimley has the shotgun or whatever. Doesn't he get like shot like 35 times? He's like impossible to kill.
Wilford Brimley?
Fat. Yeah, in The Firm.
Yeah, I don't remember it.
That's crazy because I actually have something pretty firm for you guys.
Like a law firm?
No.
What?
It's like describing something. Oh, we'll get to it later.
Okay.